to what we've already given up. It's like we're pacing around the obvious. Separate lives, different stories, two out of four of us are all fed up. Trade fights for better views. We both need something new. Maybe we should just tell them. I shouldn't think I hear somebody. So long, so long to rendezvous. Hello, hive-minded readers, and welcome to the Books and the Bees podcast. Just like bees play a crucial role in pollinating flowers and sustaining life, books pollinate minds and nurture the soul. We see the connection between the two, the delicate dance of ideas and stories that enrich our lives.
I'm Cody.
I'm Haley.
Welcome to our podcast.
Hello.
Hello. Happy Wednesday.
Yeah. It's Wednesday again already.
Mm-hmm. Oh, how's your week been?
It's been a week. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm so tired.
Same.
Yeah.
I feel like I need another cup of coffee, honestly. I've already had like two whole cups of coffee today, which is a lot for me.
I'm currently drinking coffee because the wife decided that she wanted coffee. And I was like, this is such a good idea because I need coffee. So we both are drinking coffee right now.
Good calls. Good calls. Mm-hmm. Should have had a matcha latte, air quotes. I wouldn't really call it like a latte necessarily. It's more just like warmed up oat milk. But I think I like overheated my oat milk because it like congealed and I was like, oh, that's not appetizing. I know. And I got to like halfway through my matcha and then realized the like consistency of the oat milk and I was like, oh, well. So I poured the rest of it down the drain because it was questionable.
This reminds me of the time, the last time I've tried soy milk was like several years ago. And I was going to drink it straight from the carton and it had been sitting for a while. It hadn't expired, but it had been sitting and it had congealed in the fridge. And so I'm drinking from the carton and I just feel this like gel touch my tongue. And I immediately was like gagging. I've never had soy milk since. I can't even think about it.
I wouldn't either. That sounds disgusting.
Yeah. I love oat milk though.
Yeah. I love oat milk too. It's one of my more, it's like top three as far as like milk replacements go.
Definitely. Yeah.
Yeah.
We use, so we make a lot of smoothies for breakfast. So we do almond milk for that because it's like less calories and it's a little bit cheaper. Like oat milk can be kind of expensive.
Yeah.
But I love oat milk with like to drink it just straight is good. And I tried to make it once and it's actually pretty good to make it. You just need a really good blender and a really good strainer. It's like the two things, but it's nice to, it's nice to have.
Yeah. I really enjoy oat milk and soy milk. Almond milk is okay, but it's a little too watery for me.
Yeah.
And
I couldn't drink it straight.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not good in like cereal or like coffee. I really don't. No. It adds like a nutty flavor to the coffee and sometimes it ruins it and I just don't.
Yeah.
Can't get behind it.
Yeah. I agree with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so I was talking with my wife earlier about last episode and she wanted me to tell you explicitly that she loved Malevolent by Jana De Leon. She read the whole series.
Oh, wow.
And she said, you should read the whole series. It's one of her favorite series ever.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. She said she loved it. She said she loved every book. And she told me today, like, tell Haley to read the rest of the series. And I said, okay, I will.
That's so funny. Yeah, I read that book like so many years ago. And like I have it on my phone and every once in a while I'll go back and I'm like, should I read the rest of the series? because it just it sounds so good, and it was such a good read, like such a fantastic book. But yeah, I guess I'll have to finish the series then.
Yeah, she said it was great. One of her favorite series ever. So
wow, let's go.
Yeah, right. I was like, okay, cool. I'm sure she told me about them when she was reading them, but
yeah,
like she reads so many books and I read so many books that it's hard to keep track. So
mm-hmm.
yeah, but that's so cool. She highly recommended it. Yeah.
That's hilarious though, that she's also read those books.
you have very similar reading tastes. Yeah.
Yeah,
she reads a lot of books that are in the same category as, mm-hmm. as what you typically read. So yeah.
Yeah. She's got good taste.
Yeah, she does. Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah. So I'm glad I was able to convey that.
Yeah.
Had to pull it up on my Goodreads so I could make sure I told you the right book, because I probably would have forgotten it between then mm-hmm. and now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I said, every once in a while, I'll just see it in my, like, you know, past reads or in my, like, phone library thing. And I'm like, oh, man. That was such a good book. But
yeah, I love it though when books do that, like, you know, you yeah. read the first book in a series and forget about it for a while, or mm-hmm. you know, get busy, and then you come back to it forever later, or think yeah. about it forever later.
Yeah, well, and that's why, like, I tend not to read like unfinished series. I don't remember if the book when I read it mm-hmm. was, if the series was finished or not. I don't think it was, but I could be totally wrong. But yeah, because I'll put it down and then I'll just forget. And then I'll be like, oh man, I really need to go back to that series and finish it, or I'll reread it or whatever. And then I just forget.
Yeah.
This never happens.
Yeah, I totally get that. It happens to, like, there are so many series that I start and then, you know, because I'm not somebody who likes to read them back to back, I'll read several books in between, and it'll take me forever to get through a series because of mm-hmm. that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. If a series is completed or near completion, I'll pretty much just binge it. Essentially, is what I'll do. I'll just like read one after the other. But
yeah.
There's so many books out there.
So many and so little time.
So little time.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Well, speaking of how many books we're trying to read, do we want to get with what we're reading?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, Haley, what are you reading?
I am currently reading The Partner Plot by Christina Forrest.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know. I think last episode I said that I had like literally just read the first page. I'm about like 50 some pages in, I think. And I'm not entirely sure how big the book is, and it's on my phone, so it's off anyways. but it's really... really good so far. It's kind of starts off as like a little bit of a backstory, which is kind of nice. So it kind of you get to know a little bit more about the main character and their past before it jumps forward, at least in the part section that I'm in currently. So yeah, so far it's pretty good.
I'm a
big fan of Christina Forrest's books or her writing so far and her book so far. So yeah, I'm excited to finish it. I'm excited to read through it.
Cool. Yeah, I'm definitely, I think I've mentioned that I had it checked out and I started it, but I wasn't really in the mood for that type of book at the time, and so I set it aside. But it's definitely it's on my like top TBR at the library holds.
Mm-hmm.
So that, you know, hopefully I'll get to it at some point. I'm reading a lot of kind of heavy books right now. So I think maybe mm-hmm. after this series of books, I can actually get into The Partner Plot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I really liked The Neighbor Favor for sure.
Yeah, it was really good. I really enjoyed that, that book.
Yeah.
And that's why I was like so excited to start The Partner Plot. and while I was like waiting at the edge of my seat, being like, okay, I gotta wait till it gets released. And because I never found it, like in a tangible book form, I ended up just downloading it on my phone. Cause I was like, ah, screw it. Yeah. But yeah. I'm excited.
Maybe it's just so popular, it's hard to find.
Yeah, honestly, I hope that that's the case because her writing is really, is pretty fantastic. So,
yeah, it is. I agree.
I wish a lot of success to this new release.
Me too. Mm-hmm. Me too. Yeah, she's a good writer for sure.
Yeah. What are you getting? What books are you reading?
Oh man, so I'm reading a lot right now because I have too many holds at the library, and they've all kind of collapse on me, unfortunately. So I'm kind of taking a chapter out of your book, Haley, because I feel like you're the type of person who reads a lot of books at once, and I think this is the most books I've read at one time at the same time in a long time. But I just finished a book called Womb City by Tololo Tamase, I think is how you say her last name. I did look it up. I'm so sorry if I butchered it. Please correct me if it's wrong. She is an author from Botswana who the book Womb City is this really amazing sci-fi dystopian, sort of like Handmaid's Tale-esque, where basically the main character is fitted with this microchip and her husband can monitor everything she does on this microchip and is able to see basically every interaction she has with anybody, how she felt, her emotions, all of that can be monitored by her husband. And the added layer to it is that when people get older, they don't die from their bodies. They actually get their essence or, you know, their memories transported into another body. And so essentially they can live forever by doing this body hopping, they call it. And so the story revolves around the main character and her dealing with going into a new body and how the family deals with a new person taking over their daughter slash sister's body. Meanwhile, her husband is somebody who's trying to monitor everything she's doing, and they're trying to have a kid, but he is very like not super into having children, and she is, and the whole world is very anti-feminist and totally run by, you know, these crazy people who are just trying to control everybody. And it just, the book just takes so many different turns. It's kind of hard to describe, but if you're into the sci-fi dystopian world, you're going to really like this book. My one qualm with it is that I feel like there's so much going on. It can be really hard for the reader to keep track of. Mm-hmm. And I think that was an intentional decision by the author, but it can be a little challenging to read, especially for somebody like me who reads before they're going to bed and maybe doesn't have their brain totally turned on. With the reading, that was like the one challenge, but it was a really good book. I definitely enjoyed it. And then I've also started a short story anthology called Out There Screaming, an anthology of new black horror that's edited by Jordan Peele. And it's got, I think it's got 20 stories, and I can't really convey what happens in short stories without giving them away, so I'm not going to say much, but it's a horror anthology, and all the authors are black authors. So far it's really good. I've read two stories. I just started it the other day. It's amazing. Jordan Peele wrote an amazing introduction, and I'm so excited to get into it because it's one of my you know, reading goals for this year, and I really like Jordan Peele's work in his movies, and so I'm really excited to see what he picks for these horror anthologies too. But so far they've been really good. Really good.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, really fun. I've been on hold for like 4 or 5 months. So this, when it came through, I was like, time to go. Time to go. Let's go.
Wow. Yeah. That's a long time. That's a long wait.
It was a long wait. Yeah, it's been very popular, which is good. It means it's a good book, I'm sure. So definitely excited to read it. The last book that I'm reading is actually an audiobook called Rental Person Who Does Nothing by Shoji Morimoto. And it's actually translated, and I couldn't find the translator, so I'll add it into the show notes. But this is a nonfiction book about a person in Japan who was sick of the work-life balance that he had. He hated, he was like a freelance writer, a science writer, and he didn't like it. He didn't like working for a boss who was really mean to him, and he had a lot of stress. And so he decided to quit his job and to do nothing. And he posted on Twitter that he was going to do nothing. And he decided to offer his doing nothing services to people to rent. And so people hire him to go to the doctor's office with them if they're nervous about going to the doctor, or if somebody doesn't have a, you know, any close family members or whatever and wants to be greeted off a plane, he'll go and greet you when you come off the plane.
That's so cute.
It is. It's such a fun book. And the way he wrote it, because his whole thing is he doesn't do anything, is two editors sent him a questionnaire and he responded with simple answers. And then they wrote the book based off of his simple answers. And he gave approval or denial. So he didn't even write the book. He just responded to questions like he normally would. And I just heard about it on the Reading Glasses podcast. And I was like, I have to read this book. And it was luckily available at the library. So I started it. It's really short. Like, it's 4 hours long audiobook. So I think that's like less than 200 pages physical. And I'm already over halfway through it. It is so fun. This guy is just, he does so many different things. And I just love his perspective. It makes me, I was initially like weirded out by the fact, oh, this guy's just doing nothing in society. But it's actually really cool, his perspective. And I've really enjoyed the book. It's been really fun. I'm excited to finish it. I think I'll finish it tomorrow, and I'm really excited to continue it.
Yeah, that sounds like a fantastic book. Honestly, I wish I could do that.
I know, right?
It sounds like the dream.
Yeah, I wish I could hire him for something. If, you know, if he lived in America, I would hire him.
Yeah.
I'd be like, you know, come do something with me for whatever.
Yeah, what a cute concept too. Because like the amount of, I'm going to get a little tangenty here, but like, the amount of like elderly people, I feel like, because I used to have like customer service type jobs, and I feel like the amount of like elderly people that really just want someone to like sit there and talk with them.
Yeah.
Like, if you've ever had to like answer the phone and it's someone that's like elderly, they really just want to like talk to you about their day and tell you about, and I feel like that would be such like an interesting thing to do, and also kind of fun. And like, I feel like that's what our society was meant to be.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree. You know? Yeah, he actually does have, one of the stories is he goes to it's not a hospice center, it's like a nursing home. Mm-hmm. And this guy's bedridden, and his brother was like, can you please come talk to my brother for the day?
Oh.
And so he spends the whole day talking to this guy who's bedridden, and he used to travel. He was like a travel guide or something. And so he just tells all his stories about his traveling, and he just sits there and listens. He doesn't give, like, he doesn't talk over you. He just listens and maybe says the occasional few words, but he'll just listen to whatever you have to say.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
It's such an interesting book. I've really, really enjoyed it. So yeah, recommend it for sure. And the audiobook is really fun too. I'd say the audiobook is a good way to do it.
I might have to listen to that, because that sounds really cool.
Yeah, it is really good.
Interesting take.
It's really, really good. Yep. Yeah, what a crazy book.
Yeah. All three of those books sound really good. I have the Womb City currently on my TBR, because when you described it, and I think it might have also been in our 2024 releases that we were excited about as well.
Yeah, either it was, or it might have already come out
when
we released that episode. So I think I took it off.
Yeah.
But it was definitely one that I was like, I need to read this. And I did really like it.
Yeah. It sounds really good. And like, I know, you know, at least our listeners probably are under the understanding that I'm not the biggest sci-fi girly, but I do enjoy sci-fi read every once in a while. I used to read a lot of sci-fi. Back in the day, I say like I'm 50, but you know, back in my day, back in the early 2000s, mid 2000s or whatever. But yeah, they all sound like fantastic reads.
Yeah, I've enjoyed them a lot. Yeah, enjoyed them a lot. Cool. So Kaylee, do you have any beekeeping?
Beekeeping, kind of. It's a small beekeeping. Mainly just because my wonderful husband surprised me yesterday with two new books that I've been really excited to get my hands on. The first one being a Fate Inked in Blood. And I'm looking up the author currently because I'm by Danielle L. Jensen. And I think this one was on our 2024.
I think you're right.
Episode, the books that we were excited for, releases that we were excited for. And let me tell you, this book is, and I have not started it yet. However, it is the one of the prettiest books I have ever seen.
It's beautiful.
You like the, okay, so like take off the dust. If any of our listeners want to get this book or have seen this book in the wild, take off the freaking dust jacket, because it is a fully, I mean, don't if you have grimy fingers, but the the binding of the book is all white, like so pretty. And it's got like the prettiest shade of blue. And I love my, one of my favorite colors is blue. And it's got the prettiest blue metallic pages. Like, I mean, the gloss, it's just so pretty. So yeah, if anything, yay, just get the book simply off the fact that like, it's beautiful. But I'm really excited to read it. And I've heard really good things about it as well. One of my friends is currently or just finished it. So she's either currently reading it or just finished it. And she's like, what are your, like, let me know what your thoughts are once you're done with it. So I'm excited to start it and excited to finish it and see what it's all about. And then he got me, and also, side note, but he also got me chocolates, which is really freaking nice. he got me Kit Kat and Reese's. So, you know, it was like a win all around. And then, so the second book that he got me, I don't remember if we put it on the 2024 releases that you're excited about episode, but I'm pretty sure I did post it on our Instagram. Shout out our Instagram, shameless plug. Shameless follow plug. That. Books and the Bees pod on Instagram. So he got me A Tempest of Tea, which is by Hafsa Faisal. I hope that I'm saying that name correctly. If I'm not, my apologies to the author. But yeah, and also this book, Take Off the Dust Jacket. It's beautiful too.
Another one. Oh, hell yeah.
It's like the prettiest. So it's, binding is black. I think it's like a dark, it's either like really dark gray or black. And then the, and I don't know what it's called, embossed or like stamped, I don't know, but the cover of the actual like binding of the book is like a pretty metallic-y purple, and it's a little like teapot. It's freaking adorable. Like such a pretty, they're both just beautiful books. Beautiful books. I mean, and I'm also excited to get into that one as well, because it seems really good. So
yeah.
Yeah. That's my book, my beekeeping.
Yeah, I love it when books have like secret stuff under the dust jacket, because I don't know how many people take off their dust jackets, but yeah, I do for hardcovers. Mm-hmm. And it's so nice to have like something embossed or something that's, you know, makes it unique so that it's not just a regular, you know, plain book when you take the dust jacket off. I think it's really cool.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm not sure if like the book, because he went to our like local bookstore to get the book and books, and the A Tempest of Tea book had I don't know if it's like supposed to be like a bookmark or if it's just like a little fun extra that you get when you get the book, but it had artwork of, I'm assuming, the characters from the book, which is really cool. And you don't see that very often either with when you buy books, unless they're like special edition type runs. So
that's very true.
I don't know if he got the special edition or not, but it was really cool and really neat, and I appreciated it. And I think it's cool when authors kind of do that.
That's very true. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I don't know, we both read ebooks primarily. And so I feel like it's nice to have like, not necessarily a reason to buy the hardcover book or the physical book, but it does make it look, it's like nice when it's like, oh, I can buy this really cool edition of this book and it'll have this really nice cover on it because it does make it a little more special.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm, because these are hardback books, I'm going to try my hardest not to crack the spines. Oh. Because I know that that's like a thing and I really don't want to do that because these books are, they're so nice.
Yeah.
And I did see somewhere that the next, so A Fate Inked in Blood, the first run that's doing has the blue edges, but this next edition that they're coming out with, that they're starting to replace in the bookstores, they're not going to have the pretty blue edges anymore. So.
Mm. Oh, wait, the pages are edged?
Or? Yeah, yeah, the pages here. I'll give me one second.
Oh. Oh, my God. That is so pretty. That is so pretty.
Isn't it?
It's amazing. Oh, my God. I love, like, the metallic blue is such a cool,
yeah,
like, edge to have. I love that.
So this is, like, and I'm, for our listeners, I'm currently, I don't know if Cody's going to keep this in here, but I'm currently showing him the book. I'm trying to take the dust jacket off.
Oh, just, and that's like a, yeah, that's like a creamy white. I mean, it's just beautiful.
Yeah, and it's got a stamped
front. I love that.
And it's got just like the prettiest shade. I'm pretty sure the shade of blue was my wedding colors blue. I'm not even kidding.
Oh, wow.
Like, and then, yeah, just the like metallic-y. It, I don't know if that's called foil or what, but they're just, and like the chapter art is like cool.
Mm.
I don't know, like Celtic knotwork. I'm pretty sure it's like a Viking, like mythology type, book setting, but yeah. Wow. And they're like sparkly. Listen, I've never owned a prettier book. Okay.
That's a very pretty book. I don't think I have a book that pretty.
Yeah. I don't think I do either. And I have a pretty, well, not that big of a collection anymore anyways. And they didn't make, I don't know. I feel like they didn't used to make cool books like this.
No. Back, no.
Like early 2000s, no. Whatever. Like, I just don't, I don't know if they didn't have the like ability to or what. And I'm going to show you the other,
Hell yeah.
A Tempest at Tea.
Oh, that cover is beautiful.
Yeah. So this is what came with the book.
Oh shit. That's cool. So they're like, do they come out? Like, are they bookmarks that come out of the page or is it just a page?
It was just a page. It was just like a
Like
pamphlet thingy.
It's like a poster type of thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Card, I guess, is probably what it's actually.
Yeah. Card. That's a good description.
And then this is without its dust jacket.
Oh, that's really cool. I like that a lot.
I know. It's so pretty. And even the letters on the spine are in that same like purpley.
That's a really nice purple.
No, isn't it? Like, I, and like the insides, like, got the black, like first page or whatever. The pages themselves aren't like super fancy, but you know.
And they, like, those books go together. Like, the aesthetic of those books matches really well.
Yeah. Yeah. They're almost like opposite of each other, which is cool.
Yeah.
Because you got, like, the black and then, like, the purpley on, like, the warm color wheel. And then you have, like, the white with the blue that's more on, like, the colder set. Mm-hmm. They're just, listen, I'm going to need more authors to make books. I know it's, like, expensive to do and that sort of thing. But, man, I'm sure there was tons of planning and thought and creativity and artwork that went into doing all of this. So,
yeah,
kudos to the authors for creating such beautiful books.
Yeah.
Really beautiful books.
I pre-ordered, because I got a NetGalley copy of Horror Movie by Paul Tremblay. And the first or the pre-order version of the book is going to have red splayed edges. And I don't know what it looks like, 'cause it hasn't, you know, it hasn't come out yet, but I'm really excited because I love any splayed edge on a book. I just love it. Makes it pop out on your shelf.
Yeah.
I think it makes it iconic. And you're right. Those did not exist or were very, very rare in the early like 2000s or sooner.
Yeah.
Like, I think only Bibles had like, you know,
the right, the like super fancy, yeah, or like yeah. super old, like fancy editions that were like special edition.
Yeah, yeah, it's definitely more common now, and I love it. I love yeah, it
for sure.
Yeah, well, those are great books.
Yeah,
yeah,
I'm excited to start them.
Yeah, let me know what you think about them. I definitely want to try. I think I want to read both of them for sure, but mm-hmm. Fae Inked in Blood is definitely, I think it's on my TBR, mm-hmm. and A Tempest of Tea seems like it would be something I'd read too. So
yeah.
Cool. Well, the main event for today's yeah. episode is another book that we're both excited to talk about, which is the first part of Ice Planet Barbarians. Mm-hmm. And today we're going to cover, I think we're going to give a quick, like, non spoiler summary or like thoughts of where we're at with the book. Mm-hmm. And then we'll dive into a spoiler part of the first part, which is going to be up to part 3 of the book, which I think is page 80.
Mm-hmm. Yep, page 80.
So we'll give you a warning before we jump into the spoiler part so that if you don't want to be spoiled, you don't have to be. Mm-hmm. But Haley, what are your non-spoiler thoughts of the book?
My non-spoiler thoughts of the book is that it starts out a fairly heavy. Yes. I do want to tell our listeners that you're maybe reading along with us, or you want to read along with us and then you want to catch up before the next episode. Please make sure to read the trigger warnings for this book, if there are any out there. I don't know how else to do this trigger warnings without kind of spoiling some parts. So make sure to look them up for yourself before getting into the book. Yeah. And I'm sure the author probably has them on the website, or if you just Google it, it'll probably be there. I was definitely surprised. yes. Honestly, so far, in the first part, I'm pretty overall excited. And completely, totally honest, I read the whole book in one night. Full discretion. Disclosure or whatever. I started reading and couldn't stop. So that yeah. you know, take that with
that's a testament
what you want.
That's a testament.
Yeah. I'm trying to see what I can say without being too spoilery. I guess I can say that I wouldn't mind hopping into this book myself. Like if there was a world that we could live in, I think I might enjoy this world, maybe. Maybe a little bit. It's definitely spicy. I honestly was not expecting it to be as spicy so soon. I think
it's pretty quick.
Yeah, it gets in there. Like I was like, wow, this is starting off with a bang, and it's just keeps going, truly.
Yeah.
But yeah, those are kind of my, and I was going to say, I do enjoy that it's first person POV. So you're from the viewpoint of the main character, which is really nice. I really enjoy books that do that. It makes it a lot easier for me to jump into the book. And I really like the way it's flowing so far. It doesn't feel very wordy. It doesn't feel like there's a lot of like a world building happening in the first part. At least up to page 80. Those are my thoughts.
Yeah. I'll echo what you said, because I think you hit it really well. I would definitely say like the first two chapters are mm-hmm. pretty intense.
Yeah.
So definitely check out content warnings. Like Haley said, I would say that I was really shocked. Like I read the first chapter before we officially started, and I was like, whoa, this is a lot.
Yeah.
Did not expect this, but I've only read to page 80. Not because I didn't like the book. I actually really loved the first three part or the first part. And I would totally have continued if I didn't have like the three other books that I mentioned earlier to physically read with due dates. Like they're at the library, they're due. So I have to like actually read them before they go away.
Yeah.
I definitely would have probably been in the same boat and finished this book because it was really, really good from what I read. Mm-hmm. And the spice is there for sure. I've been told that I haven't hit the spiciest parts of the book, but there's definitely a spice for me. Mm-hmm. I just based off of the first part, I think we're in a hunting frenzy for sure.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Woo. Yeah. I think I said the spiciest book I've read is the time I got drunk and saved an alien. Or no, time I got drunk and saved a demon. I think this is going to be spicier than that book based off of the first part that we're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah. And I haven't read that book, but, this book, Ice Planet Barbarians is, I wouldn't quite, I mean, it's just in a different genre. It's in a different, wheelhouse than like Den of Vipers and like Emily McIntyre's, her books. But as far as like spice goes, I'm like, wow, this is right up there, right up there. So
Yeah. So those are our non-spoilery thoughts. So for the rest of the episode, we are going to be spoilery. If you haven't read up to page 80 and you don't want spoils, now's a good time to pause and come back when you finished. So go ahead and do that if you need to. Haley, what are your spoilery thoughts of this book?
My spoilery thoughts. First of all, I want a giant blue alien. Okay.
Yeah.
No, and you know what's so funny is when they were first like describing the alien, so you know, the main characters, so the main character, female character is Georgie, and then the other male character, well, alien male character is Bechdel, I think that's his name, or how you pronounce his name. And side note, I really do enjoy that the author put the pronunciations and like glossary type thing in the book. That's kind of cool. However, if you read it, don't read it until you're done, or you might get like spoiled for other things.
That happened to me.
Yep. Yeah, I was like, wow, that's okay. Like, I understand now why it's in the back of the book and not in the front. I couldn't help but think about Avatar, the like blue people movie. The whole time when I was reading. No. Literally the whole time.
No.
I was like, huh.
Oh, no. That changes my whole perspective on this.
I couldn't stop. I was like, there, and like, not that I think that they're the same in any capacity except for like the blue skin. And I think that the tail and the like, the like barbarian-ness.
Yeah.
Of the people. Yeah. Not to say that the Avatar people are barbarians, but like, you know what I mean?
Like the Stone Age.
Yeah, Stone Age.
Like pre-industrial.
You know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, pre-industrial. Very like hunter-gatherer type vibe. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Exactly. I'm trying to remember what else I was like, oh wow. Oh, the spaceship part. Holy moly.
That was holy crazy. Moly.
And what a way to start a book. You get abducted by aliens.
Yeah. Like the first sentence is like, I didn't used to believe in aliens, and then I got fucking abducted, and now I do. And I was like, oh, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? Like, we're just going there.
Yeah. So the first chapter, when like, I think the first chapter is all the spaceship stuff, right? Mm-hmm. And it's like the longest chapter in this part. And it was intense because like they get abducted. There's other women. They're casually talking about, do we want to say it on the podcast?
I mean, I don't know. I'm going to say grape.
Yes. There you go. Grape. It's pretty intense. And I will say from the perspective of someone who does not read as much romance as Haley does. It felt like a sci-fi book, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, because they talk about the spaceship and there's other aliens that are, you know, different.
Mm-hmm.
And there's guns that they don't know how to use because there's no trigger. Mm-hmm. And they don't know how space works because they've never been to space before. Like, that felt like a really interesting, it was like a sci-fi story. Yeah. And I still feel like it is too, because one of my biggest pet peeves, and so many books and TV shows do this, is when they wave away the fact that the language barrier could not possibly be similar enough to communicate. And like the biggest challenge right now is that Georgie and Vectel can't really communicate with each other. And I loved that because it definitely added complexity to the story. It made it like a bigger plot that that he is an alien, she's an alien to him. And when they shifted to his perspective, which I actually really like too, and like you were trying to hear her words through his brain, and the way that like the words were like trying to say her name, I was like S's or something. I thought was really cool. I really, really liked that part of the book.
I really like that too. And I like, I don't know about you, but even I had like trouble, like when the author would put from Vectel's perspective, like our English language being spoken, I had a little bit of a hard time like understanding it or like reading it myself. I was like, what is the author trying to say? And then I had to like read it really fast. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, me too. Same thing.
I was like, wow, what a cool, and I do really like that nod that like the author took the time to like kind of create its own language for these, for the book.
I think so.
Which, I mean, you don't see a lot of that even in fantasy today. So like kudos to the author for doing that. What were your thoughts initially?
So the first chapter was intense, but it felt like a good sci-fi book. I do love the first person narrative, and I like that it's shifting back and forth. I think it's nice to see both perspectives. I did not care for Georgie being woken up the way she was. I was like, okay, consent. We need consent. Like, yeah, I get that, like, whatever. Vectel thinks that she is his, like, whatever version of mate is or whatever. It's like, bro, you need consent. Like, this is a lot.
I was like, when I read that part, I was like, oh, we're going there. Oh, okay. We are really, really going there. Okay.
Yep. We're there.
And, like, I don't mind, like, stuff like that in... like, cause it, in a lot of like the spicier romances, I feel like those sort of like instances are fairly common, or like more common in like the like raunchier, spicier books. I mean, I've read Den of Vipers. Like, for the listeners that know, you know, like there's some things that happen in there that I'm like, oh, this is like borderline, like for me even. I'm like, okay, but. Boy. I don't know why I wasn't expecting this book to be as spicy as it was. I was like, holy shit. like I know that we're like rated mature and stuff, but like, holy crap. Like I have, I was like, damn, they're going there. And they're like, okay, for our listeners who have the books in real life, it's a fairly short book. Like it's a like, it's maybe like what, 200 pages altogether, like with a novella in the back, and like I really was not expecting that much like spice all at once, and I wasn't expecting as much detail as the author was able to convey in like the short amount of pages that are in the book, especially in the first few chapters, in the first part up to page 80, 81, whatever, that it did. But
And I learned that I guess so this book was originally published in serials of the parts separately. And so like, I don't know how many parts there are total. I think maybe 8.
Yeah, I don't remember.
They came out like individually as parts.
Wow.
And then were later compiled. And I'm not sure where they came out originally, if it was like a magazine or maybe it was fan fiction or something like that. But so then it was later compiled into the book. And that totally makes sense because the parts, each part has a cliffhanger that is like, oh shit, I got to read the next part as fast as possible.
Yep.
It makes the pace of the book super, super quick.
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to mention that as well. I really enjoy the pace. It's a lot quicker mm-hmm. than I was expecting it to be, to be honest.
It's a very quick pace.
Yeah. What do you think of like the other characters so far?
So like in the first part or the first three parts, I think the women, like all the women, it's kind of hard for me to differentiate between everybody else besides Georgie. And mm-hmm. I think is Liz the other.
Yeah.
Who's like the kind of like leader.
Yeah.
I think that's her. And it was hard to kind of differentiate them just because there mm-hmm. hasn't been a lot of time with them on the page outside of escaping the spaceship.
Yeah.
But one thing I was really excited for was Georgie wanting to go back to, mm-hmm. to get them. And then that's where part three ends, is when she falls down into like a cave or something.
Yeah.
And there's a bunch of eyeballs that are presumably going to kill her. So, I'm curious to see what happens, but I did like the women characters. I really like Vectol a lot. I think he's, mm-hmm. it's really funny being in his head and like him being frustrated that she wouldn't eat the raw meat or whatever that bar that was super spicy. She couldn't handle how frustrated he was that she is just so like delicate or, you know, easy to be injured, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really curious to learn more about the like soul thing that he keeps talking about, which I forget mm-hmm. the name of.
Kukui,
that sounds right.
I can't remember if it's Kukui or just Kui. At least that's how I'm pronouncing it in my head.
Yeah, I think it might be Kukui. I think you're right. I'm really curious to see like what that happens and like does she end up getting one? Does like, is that something that she can take in? Do they have to have that for them to be able to continue to mate? I think it's going to be a really interesting part of the book too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know about our listeners, but like that's one of the tropes that I do enjoy is like fated mates or like soulmate type situations.
Mm-hmm.
I do enjoy that trope. That is one of my, like, you know, top tier tropes that I enjoy reading. I think it adds sometimes like a layer, because usually it's like enemies to lovers type situations, or like, I don't want to be with you, but like we're forced to be together type situations that come along with those types of tropes or with that trope in specific. So yeah, I think it's just a really good book. I was honestly like, kind of going into it with like low expectations, but I'm like pleasantly surprised at like how good it is and like good of a read it was, and how like quickly you can just burn through it. Like, so nice. But
definitely I'm probably gonna read a little bit of it tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Now that, so I finished Womb City, which was the one that I really needed to finish. Mm-hmm. And so I'll probably continue on it tonight, and I'll try. I don't know if I'll be able to stop myself from finishing it before the next week, but it's definitely like just the pacing of it. I think the characters are written really well. I think the suspense is written really well. I am very surprised too about the book, because I feel like a lot of people meme on it. Like, who reads this book about space alien porn?
Yeah.
And it kind of is space alien porn, but it's definitely got more to it than that.
There's a phrase, and I don't know if it's like specifically from the fan fiction community or if it's like a known like bookstagram / book talk realm phrase, but it's very much giving porn with plot. Porn with plot. And I love me some porn with plot. It's good.
Yeah.
I love a good smutty book that has
good
plot. I love a good storyline, but I also love when they throw in the spice, you know?
Yep.
I
do. Yeah. That's like my complaint when I mentioned, I think it was last week that I mentioned it. The time I got drunk and saved the demon.
Mm-hmm.
Like that is basically porn with a very not fleshed out plot, I would say. Not that it's not a good book. I still enjoyed it. But like this has both. It has.
Yeah.
It has the smut and it has a really strong plot that makes you want to continue reading. And as somebody who's not a big smut reader, it does help continue me to go. Not that I'm not enjoying the smut. The smut's good, but
yeah,
yeah, it's definitely a good read for sure.
Yeah, I agree. And I'm like interested to read more books from this universe series, whatever. Because I kind of want to know. I was going to ask what your thoughts were on Dominique, I think was the girl who got, you know, in the spaceship.
Oh,
I felt so bad for her.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I hope she gets, because I think the other books are from different women, I would say, because I looked at the covers and they're definitely not all the same woman on the cover.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope she gets what she needs.
Yeah. I hope she
gets an arc that's like, let's end it a happy story, because it's starting off rough.
I was just like, man, this poor girl. Like, I don't know about you, but I would be freaking the hell out if I was abducted by aliens and woke up in a random spaceship. I would be losing my mind. Like, just crazy.
And I don't think I would be like, I was impressed with how they were like, all right, time to get our shit together and save ourselves. And then they crash on this planet that's like covered in snow and it's a really harsh condition and everything is different. It was really interesting to see that. And I like the planet. Mm-hmm. I loved hearing about like the planet and like when she got almost eaten by those like fish things that live in the water. I thought that was really like, I really enjoyed that scene. Definitely. Like, it's good. Like, it's good sci-fi. Like, it's top tier sci-fi, I would say.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. I haven't read that much sci-fi, but I was like, man, this is like giving sci-fi. I don't know about you, but like the way that they described the aliens that captured them, I could not stop thinking about like just little giant basketballs.
I was thinking the same thing. I was literally picturing basketballs.
I was like, these are basketballs with arms and legs. Got it.
Yep. And then the other, like the smaller aliens, I just pictured like the typical 3-foot green, like UFO alien that everybody draws.
Yep.
Yeah. That's exactly what I pictured. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So funny. Yep. And I would love to hear from our listeners and their thoughts. If you have thoughts on this book, feel free to comment in our Instagram, DM us on Instagram. I do read our DMs. Email us at our Gmail, booksandbeespod, I believe, is our Gmail.
I think so. I didn't put it in the notes.
Let me look real quick just to make sure. Oh my gosh, why is nothing working right now? booksandbeespod@gmail.com. So send us an email and let us know your thoughts. I would like to read them.
And I think I've only read the first, you know, part, but I definitely think I'm going to continue with the series.
Same.
Because I'm certainly intrigued by the situation they're in right now.
Yeah. It gets good. I like it. There's one thing that I won't speak about until we get into the next few episodes. But there is one thing that gave me a big ick, but it's an ick for any book that has it.
Okay.
It is what it is.
Yeah. Well, we each have like, you know, our favorite tropes and our, you know, most hated tropes. So
And I didn't know if we wanted to kind of give our listeners kind of like a synopsis of like how we're gonna like read in the next parts.
Yeah.
I do have a little post about it on Instagram, kind of outlining what we're gonna read for each episode. But for those of you that maybe don't have an Instagram and you're just listening, and you still want to know what part to read next or what part to read through next, is so our next episode, which will be April 9th when it airs, because this episode will be airing on the 2nd of April. We've read through page 80 on the episode 2 of this joint read, which will air on April 9th. We will have read through page 160.
Yeah.
Okay.
160.
And then on April 15th, when the third episode airs, I'm assuming we'll read through the end. It's really not a big book. And then we'll kind of like go from there. We'll have more information as the episodes air and we kind of flesh things out. But just, you know, for kind of a loose outline of what to expect to be reading or what you should or shouldn't be reading up until then.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. So, and I'll post it in the show notes too, so that it's there for everybody.
Cool.
But yeah, definitely check our Instagram to keep updated, but that, I think that's a good plan. And then, you know, I think the novella could be a separate episode too, when we get to it. Have you read the novella too?
I'm currently in the novella.
Currently in the novella. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. And, you know, maybe if you want us to do another book as another joint read, send us some ideas. Mm-hmm. If you want to DM us on Instagram or email us, you know, I don't know if maybe we'll do it. We might not do the other Ice Planet Barbarians as a joint read, because if people didn't read the first one, they might not want to read the other ones. But I'm kind of enjoying the joint read. I think it's really fun.
I think it's fun
and, too. Yeah, I wouldn't mind doing it again, you know, just to keep in the scheme of it all, I guess.
Yeah. For sure.
Great. Haley, is there anything else you want to mention about the book before we wrap up?
No.
Yeah. It's good. I enjoy it. I'm excited to continue.
Mm-hmm. It gets so good.
All right. Well, thank you so much for listening. Please feel free to give us a review on whatever podcast app you are using. It does help us a lot to get more listeners. We're always looking to grow the Hive Mind. And we'd love to be able to support you guys and do more fun stuff, like things like a joint read, or, you know, who knows what we can do in the future as we grow our fan base. Want to give a shout out to our Instagram and Gmail, just again, in case you didn't see it. Our Instagram is at booksandthebeespod, and our email is booksandthebeespod@gmail.com. And I want to give a shout out to the American Indie for the use of their song Rendezvous, because it's a banger. And it's my favorite thing to do when I record, because I get to listen to the song. And I think they're going on tour. Like, I think the band is going on tour soon. So check out their tour dates and see if you can go see them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Maybe we could, maybe we should meet up with them and we can do like a live podcast recording with them doing the song.
Yeah. We could ask them what books they read, if they read any.
Yeah. I don't think they know we exist, but you know, make it happen.
Listen, if they're out there. And they might be listening to this at any point in time. Let us know.
Give us a shout out.
Yeah.
Give us a shout out. I don't know how we'll do a live episode because we live in different states, but
we'll just like Zoom call them or something. I don't know.
There you go. Yeah, we'll do that. We do that. Cool. All right. Well, we hope you enjoyed this literary journey as much as we did. If you're buzzing with excitement, don't forget to subscribe, email us, and leave a high five worthy review on your podcast listening app. Until next time, happy reading, and may your shelves be filled with tales as enchanting as a blooming garden. Keep the buzz alive, and we'll catch you in the next chapter. Bye for now.